Hi, welcome to Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. Have another great episode for you coming up about another business support center that's here in Lincoln, an important place that's helping some great businesses grow. Before you head over to that website, I want to direct you to our lcoc.com website. And on the newsroom tab, you can see all of our backlog of these episodes. So if this is the first one you have come across on social media, I do hope you'll check out the other stories that we have been telling here on Business Link about good stuff going on in the Lincoln business community. Speaking of good stuff going on in the Lincoln business community, I am joined by Jenna Vidosh. She is the head of actually a couple things we'll talk about today, the Arrive Business Center and Chloe Wealth. But first, Jenna, tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I am born and raised in Nebraska. Yeah. Been a Nebraska girl all my life. And when I went off to college, I thought I wanted to be an architect.
Yeah.
So studied architecture. I had this vision of owning my own firm someday. Mm-hmm. So I have an engineering degree to go along with it because I was going to stamp all my own drawings and do my own thing.
Yeah.
Then got into the real world and it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know, I have all the respect for my architecture and engineering colleagues. I just wasn't happy doing that work. And so went back to the drawing board and thought, I'll find myself. And I found myself in finance and really love what I do, caring for my clients and serving them in that way. But kind of along the way, got to know a lot of other small business owners.
Yeah.
And especially women, and heard the struggles that they had starting businesses, growing businesses. And that was really where the Arrive Business Center was born.
Yeah.
Is, you know, this idea of what are those struggles that women specifically face when starting a business, and then how can we help remove those barriers to give them success?
Yeah.
So
now I want to talk about Arrive in just a moment, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to mention that you have been successful in starting your own business at Chloe Wealth. Tell us about Chloe Wealth, which is also another great chamber member. Thank you very much.
I went out on my own about 10 weeks ago and started my own financial firm. So Chloe Wealth is our name. Chloe's actually my middle name, and it was my great-grandmother's name. So that's where that came from.
Yeah.
And that's why it's spelled a little uniquely. There's a Y at the end. So if you're looking for us online, make sure you add that. But yeah, I really just wanted to create a firm and a team, which I am so excited about the team that I have there, really centered around giving people authentic, good financial advice and caring for them in a genuine way.
Yeah.
And it feels really good. So we're 10 weeks in, still, you know, learning new technology and getting things figured out, but we're hitting our stride and we're pretty excited.
Well,
so
congratulations.
Yeah,
thank you. That's always a big step to take.
Yeah.
Very excited for you. They can find you at CHLOEYWealth.com.
That's correct.
Chloe Wealth, Chloe with a Y, wealth.com. Check it out. We set this up to talk about the Arrive Business Center, which fairly recently has changed from a for-profit entity to a 501c3 nonprofit entity.
Yep.
And so there's been some fun things going on there. So first of all, like what is Arrive?
Yeah, great question.
Yeah.
Arrive really at its core is a place for resources to be able to start or grow a business. So we are really geared towards serving women, but we serve anybody who really wants that advice of, hey, I have this idea, I don't know where to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have a business, but I'm struggling with bookkeeping. Or I don't know how to do social media marketing. And we really have just tried to position ourselves as a place where people can go and get that advice and be able to grow a business in a way that is meaningful to them and authentic to them.
Why did you start it? What led you to say, this is a need in the community?
Mm-hmm.
And it is. This is a need in the community. I think I have the background and capabilities to help and know a network that can help people. Like, what led you to that point?
You know, a lot of networking, especially with other women, and really what I was noticing is a common pattern. women telling me the same things, that they were struggling with the same things in entrepreneurship. And so I actually set out with a survey and asked 100 women that I knew that were running businesses here in town about lots of different things. Mm-hmm. And several of them, it was, you know, what's going well in your business? What are you struggling with? Mm-hmm. What challenges do you face? If you could fix something about how you work, what would you change? And I was getting very consistent answers. Number one, that women were lonely. Entrepreneurship mm-hmm. is lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially a lot of women were working from their kitchen tables or coffee shops because they weren't taking that leap to bet on themselves and rent an office space. Or they didn't have the financial means. You know, they have family, they have children, they have a spouse that are, they feel these other obligations that they don't take that financial risk on themselves.
Yeah.
Or maybe some of them really couldn't get a loan. They couldn't get the lease, right? And so seeing a lot of those similar stories, and then, you know, I'm always a kind of a big picture strategic thinker, like, how can we solve this problem? Mm-hmm. I may not have all the answers, but somebody has to, or we can put enough people in a room to put the answers together.
Yeah.
And so it really was kind of born out of that desire of like, okay, I have this data and I know that what women are struggling with specifically, how can I meet that need and make a difference.
Yeah.
And that was where Arrive was born.
So how do people find you? Like, where do you get your future members and tenants and business collaborators from? How do they make their way to you? Is there an application process to get into the program?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of word of mouth.
Yeah.
A lot of people find us word of mouth, social media, things like that, which is common for a lot of co-working spaces, which we would be categorized still as a co-working space. I know we started as Arrive Co-working for those that are familiar with that name, but we that is how a lot of co-working spaces find their members is word of mouth and social media. So we continue to find members that way. And then there are applications if you want an office space, right? There's some more lease and legalities and things like that that are needed. But a lot of our services are on sliding scale.
Yeah.
So for our business owners who are grossing under, and I apologize, I don't know the exact amount. I think it's $200,000. A lot of our services are free.
Yeah.
So we really want to make them available to people who are just getting started, make them free or affordable for everyone to be able to grow their business. So we've got masterminds available. We have networkings open to anyone, all kinds of, you know, educational resources, things like that.
Yeah. And quick question, just where in town is that?
Yep. We're in Williamsburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that location was intentional, again, based on the questions that I asked, is, you know, where are these women living? And by and large, a lot of those women that were starting businesses were living in South Lincoln.
Yeah.
And, you know, driving downtown, you know, we love our co-working compatriots here in town, Turbine and Fuse and the Foundry, and they're doing great work. But that downtown location is really challenging for a woman who's a mother and dropping children off or having to drop kids off at daycare and then try and find a place to park. And, you know, it just makes it more of a barrier for someone to be able to participate or be able to go work there. And so that was really intentional in our choice to be in South Lincoln and provide something more convenient for that, you know, primary user.
You know, I think that hits on one of the things that's so important in the startup community writ large is that there really is no one-stop shop or one-size-fits-all. You know, we need to have enough breadth of options that it meets people where they're at, wherever they happen to be at that time.
Yep.
And so I really applaud your effort to, you know, be informed in terms of surveys and other information about, you know, what are the needs out there. You found a gap. Clearly, it's worked to some extent. You've been around for how many years now?
Six.
Yeah, I mean that's an achievement all on its own.
Yeah.
And how many businesses are in Arrive today or working with Arrive today?
That's a great question.
Oh.
we have 23 private offices.
Yeah.
All of them are full.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot more businesses we're serving. I think probably around 65 to 70 members.
Yeah,
I would
say
that we're currently actively serving. That number fluctuates obviously day to day. And because we do a lot of drop-in events, we just did our first, we're call it BAIL event, B-A-I-L.
Yeah.
Banker, accountant, insurance representative, lawyer. And lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And so, again, making that a couple of hour event, people can drop in and ask questions of an expert, which, again, sometimes is maybe cost prohibitive or intimidating to call. And like, I have a legal question, but I don't know what lawyer to call and ask, or I'm intimidated to call and ask. Just trying to make those experts more readily accessible to the community. So
it's good to have those people on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got some fantastic volunteers and people that really care about what we're doing. So.
Yeah. Tell me about, this is another thing I always liked about the program. Tell me about 402 Days.
Yeah. So 402 Days was kind of, last year was our inaugural year.
Yeah.
It was an idea that one of our members, Danielle Eby with Ellian Ad Books, came to me with. And she had seen something similar in Des Moines where they did, is it 503 days? What's their area code there?
Oh, gosh. I would need to look that up.
508?
Yeah.
I think so. Something like, yeah, okay. Whatever Des Moines area code. Yeah. I apologize.
Sorry, Des Moines.
Sorry, Des Moines. but she said, what if we did a 402 days?
Yeah.
Right. And 402 for Lincoln. Right. Yeah. And then we've got, you know, the week of April 2nd. What if we did this event? And we focused on really highlighting women business owners.
Yeah.
And encouraging people to do business with a woman owned business. And so last year was our first year of that. Well, this year, I should say 2025, but then we're gearing up for 2026.
Yep.
It is happening. We would love to have people join us. You can get on our website, arrivebusinesscenter.org, and there are links to be able to sign up. And then we also have a live directory that is still live from last spring that we launched that is an evergreen directory of women-owned businesses in town. So,
and that's more than only the businesses that are working with Arrive. That is a much larger women-owned businesses directory.
That is for any business owned by someone who identifies as a woman. So if you would like to be listed on that, please reach out to us. There's a way to send us a message. We want it to be comprehensive.
Yeah.
Really do. So,
and you can find that again at arrivebusinesscenter.org. So check it out. It's very easy to find on the website. I was just poking around on there earlier today in preparation for this.
Yeah.
You know, talk to me about, or you mentioned the BAIL event.
Yeah.
And those are the, you know, professional services that to one extent or another, every business owner is needing from time to time, at least.
Yep.
What are the partners are you working with in town as Arrive continues to grow in the ecosystem? Are there other nonprofit organizations you're working with? Are there other for-profit businesses that you plug into on a frequent basis to help provide services?
Yeah, great question. One of our key partners is Echo Collective.
Yeah.
So I know you, I'm sure you've chatted with Kelly, or if
yes,
you haven't, she is amazing. We love Kelly Ross, and we started about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's primary focus is new American women.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, for those that aren't aware, she teaches women to start businesses, but she teaches that knowledge on like a fourth grade reading level and has interpreters so that for women whose English is not their first language or their primary language, we're able to help educate them how to do business in America, because it's very different than where a lot of those women are from. And so we partner with Kelly a lot, not only in referrals. If we get someone that walks in our doors that needs her services better than ours, she's well equipped to handle that. Or she gets someone that wants help, but we are able to help them. We refer back and forth quite a bit. And then we also do group events together and we network together and communicate regularly to serve that whole picture of the entrepreneurship in Lincoln. So yeah, we partner with her quite a bit. We also partner with other organizations. I know we've been involved very much with the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
We did a startup, Silicon Prairie Startup Week.
Yep.
Just a couple weeks ago. So that was really fun participating in that. We've done that the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
Just really trying to be involved really wherever we can connect and be able to serve that entrepreneur in Lincoln who is looking for a home.
Yeah. Well, it's a great success story. You mentioned earlier you're the office space, the physical space is full. Just out of curiosity, you know, if there's someone out there that's just hearing about this for the first time, so, oh, that's the solution I've been looking for. You know, is there a waiting list? How do they get sort of under consideration to be part of it in the future? And what can they do maybe from outside the facility itself, but still be a member now?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So I would encourage anyone who's interested to reach out and talk to Jenny. Yeah. Jenny Tron is our executive director, and she's great. She's been with us since March, I think.
Yeah.
And she is fantastic. So reach out to Jenny. She would gladly show you the space, give you a tour, add you to the wait list, you know, when she understands your needs for office space. And then we also do have drop-in offices or dedicated desks available. Mm-hmm. So if you want to just drop in and work by the hour, we do have an office you can do that in, mm-hmm. or a conference room that you can rent by the hour. We also have just coffee shop space. So hit up your favorite locally owned coffee shop, grab a cup of coffee, and then come over and work at Arrive. We do have a large kitchen and also some quiet desk space in the back where people can do that as well. So mm-hmm. there's ways to be involved in the community or come work there without having an office space if you want to be on the wait list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last question I want to ask about that co-working environment. Mm-hmm. You know, we've here at the Chamber in Partnership for Economic Development, we've worked with a lot of different models. You know, but I imagine there might be someone who's seeing this for the first time. It's, oh gosh, I've been doing this from my basement or my garage or a spare bedroom for a while. Things are going okay. Why would you encourage that person to maybe take a look at a co-working space, this one or a different kind? Like what do entrepreneurs get out of that?
Great question. So what we have found with co-working, not just our space, but any co-working space in town, is that camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Being able to show up at a place and know people, bounce ideas off of someone, it really helps with that loneliness piece, mm-hmm. which is not unique to women, right? That's just entrepreneurship in general.
Yeah.
And I think being able to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are also trying to change or grow, figure, problem solve their business, putting yourself in an environment where those individuals are around you and you can share that experience,
yeah.
I think elevates and enhances that and also leads to quicker solutions,
yeah.
and encouragement for people. So I would encourage anyone, if you are working from home, consider a co-working space. We have so many in town. Again, Fuse, Foundry, Downtown, mm-hmm. Turbine, Downtown Adjacent. There's so many resources to be able to truly connect with other entrepreneurs and connect with people who are kind of on that same path to feel less alone.
Look, one of the things that I've loved the most about working with the startup community is how invested all the other entrepreneurs are, mm-hmm. in everybody else's success. There's that real feeling that we live off of at the Chamber all the time, which is that rising tide lifts everyone's boat.
Yep.
And I really do. I look at the startup community in Lincoln, in the Silicon Prairie, I-80, Omaha-Lincoln corridor, and I think we do such a good job of living that out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really one of the things that makes Lincoln and Omaha special.
Yeah, so. I agree.
That website, again, arrivebusinesscenter.org. Jenna Vidosh has been the founder of that program and now successfully full co-working space and incubator. Of course, she's also founded and started Chloe Wealth. You can find that at CHLOEYwealth.com. Jenna, thank you so much for coming to the AOI podcast studio today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. This has been Jason Ball and Jenna Vidosh at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. We will see you next time.